An LA Times food event ends with food poisoning for more than 70 people.
This is the first time in nearly two decades of writing professionally about food I was requested to volunteer a stool sample from LA County Health after attending a very nice food event.
December 19th, it's the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, some Amazon workers who are on strike. Not likely to affect your holiday deliveries, but
this dispute will really sort of test the limits of GOP populism.
And why exactly are the squirrels eating meat now?
Catching lizards and eating them like corn on the cob.
And I said, what? I don't know. Is this really happening?
But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. You know, you never want to make light of people getting sick, and if you've ever had food poisoning, you know it's miserable, but there is some irony in this. A food event for the LA Times to celebrate the 101 best restaurants in the area ended with a norovirus outbreak, more than 70 people getting sick. Source of the outbreak, they think, was raw oysters served by the restaurant Providence. Providence says it got the oysters from the company Santa Monica Seafood. One of the people who got sick was the food writer Javier Cabral, who is the editor-in-chief of the website LA Taco.
This is the first time in nearly two decades of writing professionally about food where A, I get sick from oysters, and then B, have to report that I was requested to volunteer a stool sample from LA County Health after attending a very nice food event.
You know, you would think that that would happen more often with oysters, but you honestly don't hear about issues with oysters that often. Bianca also got sick. She happens to be the wife of our afternoon editor here in our KNX newsroom, Brandon Liebhaber.
I mean, I got pretty sick. At first I thought I had some sort of stomach bug or stomach flu. It was about 24 hours after the event. And I mean, to be specific, I had really bad nausea, stomach pain, diarrhea, any kind of stomach issues. And it lasted about 3 days.
She says she and her husband now got refunds from the LA Times for their tickets to the event.
To be honest, when we were there and we saw that they were doing raw oysters, I was kind of surprised because it was such a big event and there were so many people there. And so I was like, wow, I can't believe they're doing raw oysters. I mean, I'm just thinking that's like a lot of work and risk. Like you have to keep them on ice and everything. But I mean, it was all very nice restaurants. So in the moment, I trusted that everything was safe.
The LA Times says it followed food safety protocols, called in the health department once it found out that multiple people had gotten sick. Seems to be kind of a trend out there, people wrapping their cars in Christmas lights. We know it can be kind of dangerous, but is that legal?
You see them every so often on a freeway or a city street, a car completely wrapped in LED light strings of blue, red, green, and white. And while they look festive, they also draw a lot of attention and could create problems for other drivers. I spoke with LAPD West Traffic Detective David Holmes.
It has been a new phenomenon for us and as far as a traffic division. Right now, there is nothing in the law as far as a violation that we can see at this point. But there are other laws that you can use to interpret this being a distraction. Right now, that is still in the works of officers and motor officers looking at it up to see if there's some citable offense.
Or should.
Holmes suggests if you see such a car, remember, you are responsible for how you drive your car. Don't get so distracted watching the rolling light show, you wind up rear-ending the car in front of you.
That's Pete Demetrio. And now to Emily Valdez in MacArthur Park, which has been a disaster lately. But LA City and County have a new plan to try and change things there.
If you've been to MacArthur Park lately, you know how bad it is. Riddled with drug addicts standing up, hunched over at the waist in what's called the fentanyl fold, open-air drug markets, constant overdoses, violence, and trash. Today, the city and county unveiled a long list of new programs, including teams at the park walking around with Narcan, medical and mental health teams, crews are going to be cleaning up the park every morning, and there's an ambassador program.
We will now have two full-time teams who will work to reduce and prevent violence, engage in de-escalation, and partner with our local clergy first responders, crisis intervention workers, homeless outreach workers, street vendors, small businesses.
City Council Member Ulysses Hernandez.
We also know that when neighborhoods are clean, they're also safer and more accessible.
What will not be added is an increase in police patrols like we've seen in other council districts. Will it make a difference? Only time will tell.
And time will also tell us what impact the Amazon strike will have. Started out today, some delivery workers walked out, represents about 1% of them across the country, but there are some in Southern California, three SoCal warehouses. The Teamsters say Amazon's refused to negotiate a contract, but Amazon says that the Teamsters don't legitimately represent those workers. Our Craig Figner talked with one worker at the warehouse in the City of Industry.
We're here to bring the attention to Amazon that we are a union, that we unionize, and that we're fighting for better pay, better benefits.
Amazon says that a lot of these workers aren't actually a part of their company, that they're independent contractors that are doing delivery.
Yeah, I mean, as you can see, the vans are branded Amazon. We're branded Amazon. We're wearing Amazon clothes. They monitor our routes. They give us our routes. We're the faces, you know. We don't go and show up and say, hey, we're a DSP from Amazon when we knock on the door. We say, hey, we're Amazon.
And for the uninitiated, DSP means?
It means a delivery service partner.
So the dispute is over whether they are really union workers. The goal, though, is to pressure Amazon into negotiating a contract with them, which would make them indisputably members of the Teamsters Union. We talked with labor expert John Logan from San Francisco State. He says Amazon has enough money and power to stop these workers through the court system from really forming a union. But he says he doesn't mean the workers, the Teamsters, and Teamsters president Sean O'Brien can't win.
The strike is an attempt both to put, you know, to shine a light on this, to draw public attention to it, and to bring political pressure on Amazon to recognize the union and to bargain with the workers. And, you know, said they do have some political leverage, you know, Josh, and not just amongst the Democratic Party, also Sean O'Brien, of course, famously met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago, spoke at the National Republican Convention. A number of senior Republicans like Hawley, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio have you know, spoken out, you know, in sympathy with Amazon workers, Amazon drivers against the company.
Logan says he has a feeling which way things are going to go.
You know, you have people on both sides, Sean O'Brien at the Teamsters and Jeff Bezos at Amazon, who both have some influence and who both have, you know, in their own ways, sort of kissed the ring and, you know, would want to try to call on favors from Donald Trump. But I think in this case, you know, Bezos's influence is far greater than Sean O'Brien, the president of the Teamsters.
It's not clear how long the strike is going to go on. A union spokesperson says it will be more than the one day. Why are squirrels eating meat? Next. Not just nuts anymore.
Squirrels are hunting voles. And I said, what? I don't know. Is this really happening?
Yeah, Karen Adams has been looking into what the hell is going on.
The researchers at UC Davis and the University of Wisconsin actually have videos of the squirrels hunting, killing, and eating voles, not to be confused with moles, but voles.
This behavior had never been seen for the California ground squirrels at our field site or anywhere else. There are some cases where hunting occurs, but this is the first time that we've seen it be so widespread through a population and being able to document it in extensive detail.
Lead study author Jennifer Smith says the squirrel's carnivorous appetite isn't linked to dwindling food resources, but she says there was an abundance of voles this summer and they share the same space underground. So what's next in their research?
Okay, they have all this new food. It's very energetically rich. This packet of meat that they've never been ingesting, at least to our knowledge. And so how does that actually influence the survival and reproduction of these animals?
Professor Smith says they expect a squirrel boon next summer.
We got an email from a listener who says he has seen squirrels eating not just voles.
And I've witnessed ground squirrels hunting, unfortunately, one of my favorite creatures there, the western fence lizards. My wife and I saw them actually grab one and run off with it in its mouth. one of the cashiers at the kiosk before we witnessed that had said that she had observed them catching lizards and eating them like corn on the cobs.
And we'll leave you with that on the LA Local for this 19th of December, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News, get the Odyssey app, search KNX News, and follow the LA Local, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, we are there. And we're back tomorrow for the Friday before Christmas. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.